You're recording?
Should, in the, in, for, should we, for Dr. Ford, should we pin this for 5 minutes, Dr. Ford, and then come back?
I don't think it'll be that long.
Huh? You don't think it'll be that long? Okay.
I can wait a minute.
Huh?
I can wait a minute, I don't, I think it'll be that long.
Okay.
So.
Okay, we are back in open session, we are discussing case 2251 and 2196. Dr. James is the lead.
So I, in looking at these two cases, I would make a motion that we combine case 2251 specifically with regard to the failure to respond to the board request, and 2196, failure to respond to the board request as well. Combine those two cases, and I guess with 2196, we actually have to open the complaint, which will be a violation of R311901B for failure to respond, and give the 15-day period for Dr. Rettler to respond, and if not responded to, remand to a formal.
And can I just summarize what I think I just heard?
Yes.
Thank you. So what you'd like to do in case 2196 is open up a new complaint for failure to comply with the board order. You'd like to combine that new complaint with 2251 for her failure in 2251 to timely respond to the board complaint. And give Dr. Rettler sufficient time to respond to the new complaint as it relates to her non-compliance with the consent agreement. And in the event that she doesn't timely respond to that, remand both of those cases to a formal hearing.
Yes.
Second.
Motion on the floor, any second. Minor cases, if no response, go to a formal hearing. Any further discussion? Do a roll call.
Ms. Crager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Also on case 20, well, not a combined case, I guess. Well, 2251, I feel like they might want to look at a response to the people that submitted the complaint, just stating that these cases have been combined and nothing, not giving any additional detail, but that, just so that they have some closure on it, because otherwise I think they're going to sit there and go, what happened? Can we do that?
Can we?
I mean, if they called in and asked you and said, hey, how did the board meeting go, what would you say?
I would probably say that it was combined with other cases and that it's still an open investigation.
So can we just state that and pet it off at the front so that we don't end up getting questions back, and just say it was combined and it's going to be heard at a later date? Or at least have that ready to respond when they ask. I just feel like if we don't get them a response, it's like we didn't care, or we didn't, we,
we do keep the complaint that's updated.
Yeah, okay, so our normal, okay. Then I would also say that in a situation like this, because it could potentially escalate at some point in time, that we might want to, and I don't know if the state has a media team that we could work with to say, what are some questions we think we could get from a reporter so that we have answers prepared and approved? Not to say that, not to release any kind of a statement or anything like that, but preparation for what happens if a reporter calls Victoria and says, what did you do about this? What do we, like, even if it says we're not going to comment on it, at least just make sure we're all aligned with what that response is, because any of us could get contacted.
The chairman's the official spokesperson.
Really? See, if they called me, I would say, you need to talk to the executive director.
I'd be happy to offer.
I mean, I'm just thinking that because it has gotten to the media, let's just have something prepared that says, this is what we're gonna take as a board, the action we're gonna take, should we get contacted by the media, we as the board, and you'd be speaking on our behalf.
Yes, I would appreciate the guidance.
Mr. Lovey and I can work on that.
Sounds good, thank you.
And I'd appreciate your perspective, Ms. Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Particularly on that.
That's it.
Okay. Anything else you wanna say, Ms. Holman, in open session?
Just that part of the board's charge, one of their primary missions is to protect the public. And as a reminder, Jews are part of the public. And I have a concern for anyone who, this doctor, this veterinarian finds unacceptable if a member of the public should unknowingly take their beloved pet to be treated there. That's the end of my comments, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate the board's support very much.
Thank you, Ms. Holman. Okay, we are going to go down to section four, number one. In regards to Leon Ford, DBM, quarterly appearance of the private consent agreement, board may review, discuss, take action on any information presented. Dr. Ford, welcome. Thank you for making a trip down the hill.
Good morning.
And Ms. Krieger, you are the lead.
Yes, so how are things going, Dr. Ford?
Still going very well.
Good as always, great. Anything new up in Prescott, or work is good,
yeah.
Clinic is good?
Yeah.
Staffing is still the same. Good. Well, your tests are looking great. And my understanding is that part of the reason you're here today is your doctor, Dr. Henderson, who's provided your monthly sessions, has stated that he no longer needs to see you on a monthly basis.
Sure.
And then you're asking, you're asking to be released from this stipulation as part of the consent agreement. Is that?
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
No?
No.
Where did I read it?
That's in the letter from Dr. Henderson. I'm recommending he release be
crazy
from the stipulation of the consent agreement with the licensing board.
Is that news to you then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought there was something in the agreement that after a certain time period.
Yeah.
But I think it was in the agreement. I don't know whether it had to be requested or not.
The agreement's on the class.
Because I read, I read his statement.
What was the original agreement? What was the length of time?
Is that after your action, after being the original consent agreement?
I was just asking, do you know?
I don't know if it was 24 months or was it?
I believe it was 36.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've reached halfway point, so maybe that was.
Okay, yeah.
Because I read that, my notes, the court order allows for early termination. As long as, obviously, you're in good standing and.
For the psychotherapy, it says for the first 12 months in the order of reports shall be submitted quarterly. That's reports. In the event the board is informed that the psychologist or psychotherapist determines that respondent no longer requires psychotherapy, respondent may request the board for early termination of this term of probation.
But that's the only thing that changes. Is that he's not
right.
In need of the testing or anything like that,
right?
I did not read the whole thing prior to this meeting, so if you want to pause while we read the whole thing, we can do that.
We can get it right.
That's the only thing that I saw that changed. I mean, I'm having a hard time finding it now, but.
So Victoria, you see it's the Elkhorn Council report that's...
There it is.
It's in his folder.
So I guess, you know, maybe it's a question to Dr. Ford, is if your therapist is recommending that, is it something that you would continue anyway, or do you feel you're at a place where you can...
As far as meeting with him, no, I don't think that's necessary, to continue that.
It's not necessary?
No.
So that's...
Okay.
Got the provider and info saying that.
I think I just want to make sure we understand that if we do this and we remove that stipulation from the consent agreement moving forward based on the doctor as well as Dr. Ford's statement, does everything else in the consent agreement stay? We still have monitoring, we still have drug testing, we still have all the other things that go along with it.
Because it's us quarterly.
Yeah, it's worded in there that just this.
That's what I just want to make sure. Otherwise, I'm like...
Yeah, because in the beginning of the order, it says, during the period of probation, respondent is subject to the following terms and conditions. And that's where it talks about testing, pharmacy profile. His agreement is actually pretty...
I'm sorry, Victoria, can you speak into the microphone, please? I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not in my scanning it without reading every line. I think if you tell him that it doesn't need to continue to see the therapist, that the rest of the requirements still carry on.
Okay.
Yes, and if, as I understand it and read it, if we look at page 10, it's of the consent agreement, the language is in there for early termination.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's up to you, and if you determine that it's appropriate to, you know, no longer require him to receive psychotherapy, it doesn't change any of the other terms and conditions of the consent agreement.
Okay, well, and again, I mean, Dr. Ford, he always comes down, you know, when it's required, he's always on time. Keeps everything short, sweet, but still we appreciate, you know, his good attitude. And so with that, I guess I would make a motion. Forgive me, Mark, if I screwed this up, but that we remove the psychotherapy stipulation, the monthly stipulation, from his consent agreement.
Well, can we say that he is no longer required?
He is no longer required to visit the psychotherapist monthly. Of course, if you choose to do so, that would be fine.
And that's based upon Dr. Henderson's recommendation.
Recommendation, correct.
Thank you.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. So since we're changing something in the agreement, let's do any discussion. Seeing none, let's do a roll call.
Ms. Crager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
So the motion passes. Anything else going on? Interesting?
No.
No current events to share with us?
No. Just already got surgeries waiting for me, so.
But you're looking good. Sorry you had to wait a little bit for us to get some things ironed out. But like I said, looking good. Definitely better each time we see you. And we appreciate the hard work you're doing and wish you the best of luck.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep off the ground floor.
So let's go down to number 2, 2166 regards to Tressa McLannan, DBM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, take action on information presented. And Ms. Solomon, you're the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Before I ask you how you're doing, all the reports we've received have been excellent. And I haven't spotted any compliance issues, so I would ask staff if they have any concerns.
Not at all.
Okay. great. So you're keeping up the great work. Recovery is a journey, but it can be a joyful journey. So congratulations, continue your good work, and how are you doing?
I feel great. I'm just super happy to be at my other job. I had worked there before and came back, and so it's just been so great. Just being around a lot of different people, crazy, busy cases that are just great. But yeah, I just don't have any complaints as far as that, other than, I mean, I think it's just everywhere. We're just busy and overrun with everything. So we're just trying to do the best we can.
Yeah, it's clear that your employers, they stay, they're very happy to have you back. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
And keep up the great work.
Thank you. Yeah. Can I go to my consent agreement? It's a small thing. It's in section 9C. For at least the first 12 months of veterinary practice, while subject to consent agreement until receiving written approval from the board, respondent shall practice only under direct supervision of licensed veterinarian in good standing with the board. It has been 12 months, and I don't foresee being alone at this practice because there's five of us doctors, but I guess I'm requesting that be lifted in case there were such a time where I was alone for an hour or even a half hour, just so I'm not like, okay, am I okay doing this or not type of a thing. So that's my request, with no other changes.
A quick question of staff or council. Does that request need to be in writing?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm sorry, which part of the?
It's in 9C, practice restrictions, practice under direct supervision. It's on page 19. Oh, you have 16, okay.
Well, page number?
Mr. 16.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we amend the consent, modify the consent agreement to lift the restriction requiring direct supervision based on satisfactory performance.
I second that.
Can I ask Mark, does the consent agreement need to be amended?
Or is it separate?
You know, I think that's the best way to do it. So, you know, there's more informal ways, but I would recommend best practice would be just simply to re-execute an amended consent agreement reflecting that change.
And then I would add in your motion that the first 12 months have been completed.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, and further on that motion, that the first 12 months have been very satisfactorily completed.
Right, so we have an amended motion to remove section 9C.
Yes, for direct supervision. Yeah.
With that paragraph, 9C.
Yeah.
And a second?
Yeah.
And a second? As amended?
As amended, yes.
Any other discussion? Okay, since we're changing this, let's do a roll call.
Ms. Crater?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And the motion passed.
Yep. Thank you.
How easy was that?
That's
really cool. That's what we call a big smile.
Yes, thank you.
No comment. Thank you so much. Victoria, has Kelly been getting you things timely and everything?
Mostly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If there's anything, we can do for you, board staff, and listen up.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. All right, so let's do should go down to number three. And we got to get on the phone, right?
Correct.
All right, so we're going to go down to three, I'll do the sophomore down on her up. Case number 1971 regards to Solstice Roy BBM. Board may review, discuss, take action on request to step down to testing requirements. And Ms. Sullivan is the lead.
This is the question, this is Tracy from the veterinary board. I'm looking for Dr. Celeste Roy.
So she's on phone.
And you said Dr. Roy? Celeste Roy. Okay, give me one moment, let me see if she's available.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are on case 1971 with our Dr. Roy discussing stepping down testing requirements. And Ms. Sullivan, you are the lead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Roy, thank you for your thorough letter providing all the information. I think the board needs to make this determination given five great reasons. And I can hear the smile in your voice, which is great. So with that, I would like, this is not a usual quarterly appearance, correct?
Correct, this is just to decide to get down into the
So with that in mind, and based on previous board action, I would recommend that we amend the consent agreement, reducing drug testing to a minimum of once per month for the duration of the agreement.
Second that.
Motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion? All right, since we're amending the agreement, let's do a roll call.
Ms. Frager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion passes. And that motion passes.
Thank you, Dr. Roy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely. And if you got anything more for us or Ms. Solomon, you got any more questions for Dr. Roy?
No, it's not at all. Parents are confining it to her.
So we'll let you get back to work. Great to hear your voice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye. Bye, Ms. Solomon.
Sorry, Andy, you said something earlier and I just totally blew it up. So we are going to take a 5 or 10 minute break.